配的屋，
in actual fact, this is the correct procedure to follow in all meetings. There is no acting chairperson for all meetings because there's no chairperson of this whole meeting. Now, what is happening now is what should have happened in all meetings up until that the chairperson is elected. I think the apology is from a member of the committee. I wanted to correct that first. So, I'm proposing progressively that Honorable Monarchy to chair this meeting as chair in this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Matasupi. Honorable members, is there any seconder for that proposal?
Yeah, there is a seconder. Honorable Matasupi is on the board before the cut. It was not his responsibility to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Sawango. Must I take it that Honorable Sawango, you are seconding Honorable Matasupi's?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there any member who is objecting that proposal, Honorable Members? Okay. I take it that the proposal is accepted by the committee. Honorable Monageti, you may please take over the seat as soon as you have been appointed of this committee. Thank you.
Congratulations, not acting full-time chairperson.
Thank you very much, colleagues, for the opportunity for me to guide proceedings this morning as to engage on the issues on the agenda. Once more, let me welcome all of you. In particular the MAC for Social Development in the Eastern Cape, and the officials, including officials from Social Development, National Department, and also National Specialist. The main purpose of today's meeting is for us as this collective to have an opportunity to engage on issues that we have engaged with previously, which issues are captured in the presentation in the reports before us, and those relate to performance progress as far as ECT is concerned in the Eastern Cape. Previously there were a lot of challenges that were highlighted, and we came up with a way forward indicating that as we come back to engage, hopefully, the Eastern Cape, under the guidance of the National Department of Social Development, we have had an opportunity to address those challenges. And as you prefer, please try and respond to those challenges as were highlighted, to the resolutions that we came to, so that we can be assured that as Social Development, you are indeed on track on making sure that the money that has been allocated is going to be spent 100% come the end of the financial year. In terms of the agenda, we are going to receive presentations from National Treasury on the Eastern Cape ECD grant performance, to be followed by presentations by the Department of Social Development on the same subject, and also a presentation by the Eastern Cape Department of Social Development. And thereafter, colleagues, members of the committee will then have an opportunity to engage with those presentations, and that will be the end of our engagement on this particular subject. Without much ado, may I therefore, before I go into the next, may I check if there are apologies?
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson, there are two apologies. The first apology, Chairperson, is from the Honourable Minister, Minister Shabang. And then the apology from Mr. Didier, apology from Ms. Motara, and apology from Jade Keila. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Are those apologies accepted? Thank you very much. Any objections? So apologies accepted. Sure. Honorable Shalabu.
Chair, I would like to know as to whether the co-chair has written down his apology or just an apology that was brought forward to us.
What was the question?
Yes, there is.
May we then proceed with the National Treasury. Are you ready?
Sir, may I please request that we start with social development because there's a slight challenge with presentation from National Treasury. A colleague who is still coming this side to deliver the presentation.
Okay. If that is in order, please, may we then allow the Department of Social Development to make a presentation on the subject? That is the National Department. Over to you.
Good morning, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members, MEC and colleagues. I'll be doing the presentation for the National Department. According to the invitation, Honourable Chairperson, we are supposed to deal with Quarter 2. And having considered that we were before this committee on the 15th of August 2018 and Quarter 2 ends in September of that year also. We took a liberty in our presentation to also give a picture of the third quarter and also a progress today. So I will speak to those. So I'm saying this in the introduction because it may have impact on the different figures from Treasury because that will be maybe up to the end of September. We'll talk to the performance of 18-19 and also the support that we have provided to the province. Now, this slide just speaks to, because I just want to recap, to remind honorable members, these are just the grant MTF allocations for the entire for subsidy and also for the maintenance. Now the next slide is now showing Eastern Cape. It shows also other provinces, but I've highlighted Eastern Cape so that we can see that Eastern Cape since 2017-18, what is it that they were allocated for 2018-19, which is the year that we're talking about, is 78.7 million. Then the next slide is basically also speaking to different categories of the grant, where we indicate how much is subsidy, how much is maintenance, and how much is administration. Now, we're talking about now that budget that was allocated vis-a-vis the expenditure up to the 30th of September. You will see that with subsidy, they moved a bit to 23%. And with maintenance, by end of September, it was still zero. When we appeared on the 15th of August, it was zero. And if members remember very well, even for subsidy, it was zero. But however, there was a number of 900, where we said there were a number of children that were rich, which were 900. there was a problem of misallocation. The province has since did journal in terms of making sure that the correct allocations were debited, and if you will see in the expenditure now that that has since been corrected. Now, as we move towards 31 December 2018, slight improvement also there. You see that for subsidy only, it was 66%, because we transferred 54.5 million and then they spent 47.9 million. For maintenance, we transferred 3.3 million and then they spent that amount, which amounted to 30% of spending, which I'll talk to what is it that 30% achieved. Then administration was 22%. Now, the actual performance of the grant itself in the province, this is the summary of what I was talking to in the tables that I've just presented. I may not really want to repeat because this is the narration of those tables that I was speaking to. Now, on the subsidy, quarter one and quarter two, there's the 900 that is coming, because first quarter, when you look at the books, it's 0% spending, but that 900, they've managed to reach the 900 children for 237 days. Now, in quarter two, there was now a great improvement in terms of uptake of children. It was 20,472, I beg your pardon, with 237 number of days. When you go to quarter three, remember now they're carrying through the numbers. The number of children is now 20,429 for the same number of they still have number of children that they need to reach before the end of the financial year, because their target is 20,472. Now, on the maintenance, quarter one, zero, but their target is 26. Quarter two was still zero, and quarter two ended in September when we appeared in August. Now, we just want to show that there is a slow movement. In quarter three, you will see that only two centers benefited from the conditional grant maintenance. Now, when you look at this table, the annual target will stick to 26. However, this is at February, as we speak. If they completed 9, and then work that has commenced is 9, the other 8 is, they are trying to finalize the procurement processes, and then the current percentage of centers that were completed from the 26 is 9, which is a 35%. And then the percentage of centers that are still to be completed is 69. And the still to be completed is now around the 9, including the process, if they finish that process of advertising and appointment and also delivery on what they're supposed to be deliver on the 8. Now, when you look at the fourth quarter, and the fourth quarter we're talking now, January, February, and March. Now, they've got a total allocation of 3.3. The expenditure to date is 1.7. The invoices that are supposed to be paid by the 7th is 376,721. And the total projected expenditure by the 20th of Feb is 2.0 million, which will give them by the 20th of February 63%. We're talking now work that has been done if those invoices are paid by the province. This is just a repetition of summarizing what I've presented, that 9 have been completed, 9 work has commenced, and then we have that 8 that really is still going through the procurement process. This is the outstanding work, and the outstanding work speaks to the 8 centers that are still outstanding that I've mentioned that they are going through the procurement process. So there is an indication of when the advert was sent out and when is it going to be closing on the 15th, and the evaluation and the appointment. These are the commitments that we have both made with the province, and also the handover and the work that needs to be done, because it was assessed what type of work needs to be done and how long will that work take. And if that is done and invoices are submitted by 26 March, then there will be 100% expenditure. Now, these are broad reasons for some of the under expenditures that we see broadly in the management of the conditional grant, which as national we are also trying to review to assist all provinces, including Eastern Cape, to be able to deliver timely. The issue of non-compliance is speaking only to Eastern Cape in terms of dates, because remember in the presentation is 237, they are all supposed to be 264, but in the new financial year, because we have reviewed the conditional grant framework, they will be in 264 days in terms of funding. Now, what is it that we have done to support the province since the last meeting where we promised that we will be working with the province to assist them to improve performance? Just to remind the committee that we reduced the allocation from 12 million, my apology is not 5 million, there is 3.3 million. We have reduced it from 12 because of the underperformance of the province. Initially we agreed to reduce it on 5, but we reduced further to 3.3 so that they can be able to manage. Then when we see that they are performing, we will again reconsider the decision. Now, just this slide is speaking to all the meetings that took place and the site visits that we have undertaken as a national together with the province, and the recent ones, because the last one was 5 and 6 February, to assess the performance more so on the conditional grant, on the maintenance, sorry, of the part of the conditional grant. Then the next meeting is scheduled for the 25th of February. And we believe that these interventions are really now beginning to yield better results because of the percentage of expenditure, although very late in terms of seeing the expenditure, but by the end of financial year, we are confident and positive that we shall have delivered on what is expected. So this slide I won't bore members on, but it's basically on the preparation of the 1920, because we just want to show that if we stick to this date, some of the non-delivery and non-compliance issues will be resolved in terms of what the grant framework expects us to do. I just want to recommend that the committee notes the performance that I've presented for 2018-19, although it goes beyond September as per invitation, so that the committee can also see what work has been done and also the support that we have provided as national. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you very much for that presentation. I think it was very clear. My colleagues are taking note and we will come back to it under deliberation. Before I allow the next presentation, may I take this opportunity to specifically acknowledge the MEC for Social Development in the province, MEC Judge, I hope I'm pronouncing the surname appropriately. HOD, Vart, Provincial Department of Social Development, and also Provincial Treasury, HOD, Macheke. Thank you very much. You are once more welcome. Is the National Treasury presentation ready? I think let's allow the presentation by the National Treasury. I'm told the hard copies are not available, but as soon as the copies are made, they will be available to members. Thank you.
over to you, Ms. Treasury.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Chair. I'll not repeat what we have said last time, but except to say that we have noted what the President said last week at the SONA about the importance of ECD and the fact that it will move to basic education. I'll move to slide 5, where we look at the grant expenditures at the end of December 2018. December 2015, we know that in the first two quarters here, the department was not doing well, but if you look at the end of third quarter, they did well, better than, if you look at Gauteng expenditure was at 49.6, Northern Cape 47.1, and West Northwest 50.7, so they have improved significantly compared to the third quarter, as the National Department of Health has already indicated. However, obviously, we hope that the performance will continue to improve. Moving to the next slide, that's where we compare performance across the three quarters. As you can see that, as you have said, end of June it was significantly poor at 1.2%, and then end of September it was 1.8%, and then end of third quarter it was 58.3%, and now the National Department has just indicated at the end of February now as you said, because not yet end of February, but latest information is that. That 63%, and we're highlighting also that their expenditure is much better than what was in 2017. If you can see, end of third quarter in 2017, they were at 1.7%. So therefore, there's been really significant improvement. And then also, the next slide is just showing what the National Department indicated in terms of that subsidies is where the department is doing well. Maintenance and administration, they've not done that well in terms of expenditure. And if you look at subsidies, you know that if you look at September and November, they have kind of all met the targets that they've set, because no, not yet, Chair. I think I'm struggling with this laptop, but I think maybe I must just look at it from the presentation. But I think the concern for us is that the province is the only one that is providing the subsidy for 237 days. All provinces are at 264 days. So this is an area where we think that the department needs to improve on. And then on slide 9, it just shows that we're looking at the maintenance component, because that's where the province was not doing well. But in terms of our presentation, the earlier information we had was that there were at 6, but they were at 2 actually. Only two centers were they were busy maintaining. So we apologize for the number there. But we acknowledge that at the present moment, the department has is busy with 9 centers, and kind of working on the 9 centers. The next slide is just same information, but in terms of numbers in a table. But as you say, at this point, it's 9 centers that have been completed, so it's not 6. But in terms of as end of December, there's only 2 that the department was busy with. So previously also, we have shared information on rollovers to say because of poor spending, the province could not get all the funding that they underspent with, so 22.6 million was surrendered to the same information tempo. That the province was the one that lost most money compared to the rest. So, but we're hopeful that even that the maintenance is not doing well, but we hear that the budget now being reduced from 12 million to 3.3, that there will be not much, even if there is application for rollover, that the funding at least will be committed. In terms of the next slide, I will not, I think the challenges that have also been raised by the department, that the issue of the SLAs that is being addressed, being reviewed, so that institute don't have that challenges. But I think we also believe that the delays in SCM processes are also a challenge and are impacting on the completion of projects. And also that some contracts are not awarded in time. Also the issue of the water and sanitation, that the challenges, delays experience. But we do acknowledge that there's been improvement in spending and performance in this quarter if we compare with the previous quarters, and also to compare to the 2017-18 financial year. We're concerned about the fact that the subsidy is only provided for 237 days, while the grant says it must be 264. So in conclusion, we and recommending, and but we acknowledging what the department has said, that the SLA issue will be dealt with, that in future will not hinder cannot performance, and it will be standardized, so that, I mean, you don't have to have SLA for each province. And we recommend that the issue of SCM processes needs to be started earlier, so that we don't have situation where projects, other projects are started late in the financial year. And then also planning must be done properly to ensure enough time for procurement. Also the issue of water and sanitation, the interaction of consultants must be then earlier in time so that we can address the issues. And we recommend that the department make an effort to increase the number of days that children are subsidized for. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much for the presentation, National Treasury. We are now moving on to the next presentation, and that is by the Eastern Cape, which is led in this meeting by the MEC. Because the MEC may want to start the discussion and allow the HOD to then present, if that is the arrangement. Over to you, MEC.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. Compliments of the not so new service, the last met last year. Indeed, Chair, it is the AOD that is going to lead the presentation. All I would like to say is that we appreciate the opportunity given to the department to come and promise last year that we keep on informing the honorable members in the committee on the progress made, on the commitment that we made in August last year. Thank you very much.
Over to HOD.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members, Honorable MEC, colleagues from National and the province. Good morning. Honorable Chairperson, I will be taking cue from the previous presenters, particularly Ms. Nomalo from National DSD, and outlining the progress that we've made on the grant, having taken consideration of the recommendations made by the committee and acted upon as much as it was possible for us. In terms of the paper, of the outline of the presentation, I will give a paper, the progress on the grant during this financial year, the revised operational strategy for the department during implementation, which has yielded positive results, the challenges we are still experiencing, remedial actions we are taking, and the plans for the next financial year, and show of the completed projects and those under construction. Honorable Chairperson and Members, that's the people to brief the select committee on the ground performance since the last engagement in August 2018, sharing the progress they indicated and reflect on challenges and new direction. As presented earlier, including the rollover amount, the allocation for the ECD conditional grant is now 78.715 million, of which a portion of the subsidy is 72.7 million, 3.3 on maintenance and 2.65 on administration. Honourable members, I'm reflecting the expenditure, knowing full way as highlighted by Sumalo that we also extended the presentation to include quarter three so as to show the progress. And as you can see, I'm reflecting the allocation as previously stated in the last slide, slide four. However, the expenditure on quarter one, which is a zero on all categories of the grant, however, showing the improvement on quarter two, whereby on the subsidy was 4.57%, still continues zero on the maintenance and 65.5% on administration. Also, honorable members, on quarter three, I think it has been highlighted the improvement in totality that has been the result of 63%. In terms of the revised operational strategy by the program, was looked at how to deal with the backlog of ECD during 2017-18, because we could not say we are going to do away, particularly on the maintenance side, and deprive those children of the need to be catered for. We also have to look at the maintenance grant progress, which is the crux of ensuring that these centers and the children, they are in the ECD centers that meet the norms and standards, and how the notification now of access to ECD has been realized, which is premised on compliance, a grant framework, as well as the government and supporting structure. In slide 7, honorable members, talking on the backlog and planned projects, realizing that we have underperformed and had a backlog, we took from the equitable share an amount of 5 million, so as to cater the 38 ECD centers that we brought forward from the previous financial year. Concerning also in the financial year, we have 3.3 for 26 ECD centers. That made us to have 64 ECD centers to be implemented. However, only 48 have been implemented. Why? This has been reduced due to the estimated cost. As I explained, honorable members, last time, that the technical assessment, we were dependent largely on the work that is being done by the Department of Public Works, which in most of the assessment cost, it exceeded the threshold of 180,000. Which is in accordance with the grant requirements. And the department was required to top up. There were instances where the work were about 250, others, because of the conditions of the ECD, they sparked up to 1 million, and we could not pay address those ECDs. So we had to reduce the 64 to 48. So, out of the 48 centers, 22 form part of the backlog to be addressed, which was also reduced from the 38 funded through equitable share of 5 million. So currently, the priority is on the 26 as well as the those that are being funded through the conditional grant that we have to finalize, while simultaneously we are also dealing with the backlog. Slide number 8. Chairperson, in terms of the honorable chairperson, in terms of the maintenance, I must say we have improved the appointment of the technical capacity. Last time when I was here, we were still recruiting. We only have the director infrastructure, and the project manager that we had at the time was on maternity leave. During November, we appointed the construction manager as well as two project managers. We are happy that we also confirmed to equity requirements, because both those two project managers are black females, young indeed, so we also respond to the youth development. Also, in terms of improved technical capacity, I think in terms of the capacity of the department, we are also able to assess the work that is also being done by public works, because I will talk more later on. For the assessment that has been done, which informed the build of quantities that was made to do the request for quotation, only to find out when people were on site that the estimated amount versus work, there was huge discrepancies. And that also has led now to the delays that we've experienced, because we issued the request for quotations for the service providers based on the technical assessment that was done by public works. But when the service providers were on the ground, they found that there's so much work to be done. So this required us to review the strategy of procurement that we employed at the time and to follow the quotation route, and also enforce the tender process. Because at one stage you also followed that formal bid process. And that resulted in improved and quicker turnaround time to our service providers for renovation. The province also has engaged the provincial treasurer and public works to establish a database of pre-qualified contractors in each district, so that the work can be split as well and to enable a more efficient process. I think I'm trying to address all the issues now that are related to supply chain. Slide number 9. Continue with the maintenance component. At the present moment, I am pleased to say, honorable members, we have completed the 9 EPDs. There are 9 currently that are under construction, and also in terms of the timelines now, there are 10 that are, there are 8 that is a procurement process. And I can say now, with the vigorous interventions we are making, I can vouch we'll be able to spend the 3.3% by end of March. That's just an outline in terms of the ECDs allocated to each district, noting the answers is all the ones that we had problems of procurement previously. Slide number 11. Slide number 11 continues to talk to the maintenance component. Project team, as was earlier also indicated by Insomalo, even up to the fourth quarter, and show how the improvement of the device allocation will have as the net effect on the maintenance component, which we hope that by end of March should be 100%, but for now we will be sitting at 3%. We even now send people to go and fetch the invoices of the corporate work. In terms of subsidies, increasing the access to ECDs, as was indicated, we have benefited 20,429 children in the 1,094 ECD centers that have been benefiting and subsidizing for 237, not 234. I must allay the members that in terms of planning for the next financial year and budgeting, we have budgeted both from equitable share and conditional grant that the children will benefit for 264. I think I also indicated last time that we didn't want the discrepancies, because in some centers we topped up in the same center through conditional grant. So it was going to be unfair. You find those of conditional grant subsidized by 64, those of equitable share subsidized for 2017. What we also have done, we undertook in local inspections in the district to confirm a grant compliance, and that has assisted us in taking appropriate remedial action. We have rectified the misallocations that were identified in the quarter 1 and quarter 2 by creating journals. We engaged in those municipalities, particularly the Nelson Mandela Metro, because this is the municipality where we are having serious problems, because in the informal settlements where they are checked, they do not want to issue environmental occupational health certificate. And that's a serious problem we're having, because you find a ECDs in those particular areas. We are implementing the ECD massification strategy in the department to accelerate the restriction of ECDs targeting the rural, semi-urban areas so that to ensure that those underserved areas do benefit. The strategy has been implemented in the 4th district and currently being rolled out in Oar Tambo and Crystal. Slide number 13, honorable members, that talks now to the figures in terms of children. I think that's what Ms. Mamalo also alluded to. Slide number 14. Slide number 14 it just shows the generalized payment. Should we have paid in the quarter one, we would have been 17. Should we have paid at quarter two, all what was done, we should have been 17.3. But also for our own calculations, and also to ensure that there is a proper recovery, we ensure that the anticipated number is being covered. This is just to show the generalized number. In terms of governance and administration, because we have to monitor now the strategy was implemented, as I indicated, established war rooms at both provincial and district levels, which sit weekly on Fridays, evaluating the progress on payment of NGOs amongst other things, because we're not necessarily looking at payments, but also the whole NGO management function. The provincial war room is charged by the DDG, while the district war room are checked by the district directors. They also report regularly to the HOD and the MEC. These structures monitor progress on aid programs and also taking place monthly as well through IOIM meetings. Ad hoc meetings and in-local inspections, I think there were teams now from the province go and visit comparing the actual invoices against the work that has been done. Also, as I indicated, we have enhanced capacity of the NGO management function at the district level. We have made transfers and appointed about 42 officers in Asenzo, Jokar, and Sarabatman district because we created now an NGO management unit in the district. These officers were then reoriented on NGO management function, and we have, after even minutes after the meeting in August, migrated the payment function from the program, which is supposed to be considering the norms and standards, and migrated that function from program 3 and made the NGO management directorate to take care of that. And that is one of the areas that has made improvement in this regard. Province, in the meantime, is using a procurement based system. I think one of the fundamental challenges was the result of the system that I indicated previously in August that has crashed. However, the work that is being done, the system now, automated system, is being upgraded. This system now is being reported weekly to all of us through email. There has been a pilot of the revised facility of the NGO management module, which is aligned with the policy for financial awards used for funding NPOs, and also now takes cognizance of the constitutional grant compliance requirements. Capturing of NPO processes now for the next financial year is taking place in the upgraded system, which will enhance the department's capability in monitoring of NPOs performance and ultimately smooth processing of NPO payments. Slide number 18 talks to challenges of legal action. I think honorable members, honorable chairperson, I'm reflecting on the delay or the due to the discrepancies in the assessment of work conducted by public works. Should that work was of quality standards, we would have at least completed about 80% or 90% by now of the standards that's required to be renovated. These variations had to be reviewed, and we issue afresh now the RFQ. Time was lapsing. However, as I indicated, that was mistaken or made it possible by the technical capacity that redo the assessment now. But they have to target now the 26 ECDs so that we can have correct POQs for the work that was going to be conducted. Slide, following slide, the lower CIDP grading of the contractors also has a negative effect on the handing over a process of the project due to the financial capability of those companies and also the inability of the service providers to submit post-award compliance requirements and the CIPP requirements. However, what we did through public works, we developed now a database of general building contractors in each district. As I indicated, this was also done with the assistance of Professor Treasury. The tender for this database now is currently on a open and closed on the 10th of March. With regard to the challenges of stopping process in AstraZeneca, we had engagements up to the level of the NEC. Several times I have been there. We have also been assisted by provincial treasury to undertake investigations because there were serious allegations in terms of flouting of SM processes. But as it was shown in the report, two processes have already been completed and we have explained to the service provider. Because others didn't want to comply with the CIDP requirements. In some cases, during the handover, honorable members, the structures have been awarded, cannot be completed, but that requires new construction. That's the reality of the Eastern Cape because of the rural nature of the province, and we are happy that in the next financial year, there will be some review in that regard. The vendors that were identified and found that they would not be requiring only 180 renovations, we have to replace them. Now, in the new grant for next financial year, there will be allowance for the new building and we accommodate those vendors that require to be contracted from afresh. I think there was a call that has been made by the president on the responsibility of the whole ECD function in partnership with the Department of Education, we might also have to discuss and review that. Planned projects for the next financial year, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members, we are planning for 5.7 for 31 ECD centers in the next financial year. The technical assessment will be finished by end of February. Then it means the work will can be able to procure now that we have the pre-qualified contractors in each district will be able to procure by at the beginning of March. The department will conduct a will also conduct a contractor workshop with the contractors on the ICT district. These are the before and after projects showing completion of the work that has been done. And we'll be sort of handing over, and also on the side we'll also analyze if the stimulation material in those areas and within the grant requirements have tried to control that we have a complete ECD that will be able to qualify for registration, for full registration. That one is in Masibulele in Jokali. This is a crystal. You can see the parameters around as well as the kind of credit that has been the extent of the work that has been done. The ECD that is at Amatole district that has been improved. This one is also in Amatole. On the same one, this is the one also in Amatole that is under construction. It shows the ceiling in that one. You might not see the ceiling there is not on the before, but in the work in progress, it shows that the ceiling is almost complete. This one is still in the left two after the dog. This is the work that is still under construction. In conclusion, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members, with the intervention of the province, the support from National DFC, including provincial treasury and public works, the expenditure performance of the province has improved from 0 to 3% in the third quarter. The province will continue to intensify efforts to ensure that expenditure and performance of the grant is improved by the end of the financial year, having noted the comments and the recommendations of the government. Thank you.
Thank you very much, HOD, for that presentation. As earlier indicated, we are now at the stage where members of the committee have to engage. page with the brief presentation as made by the Treasury, by the Social Development nationally and provincially. Colleagues, your take on the presentation?
Thank you, Chair, National Treasury, as well as the province. Given the fact that the department was unable to complete the maintenance of the centers in 9 months, how is it possible that 8 centers can be completed within 1 month? Is this not part of the fiscal dumping, which will lead to the wasteful and fruitless expenditure? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Sawangu. Any other Honorable Isaac?
Can I go ahead, sir?
Please go ahead.
Okay, great. Yes, thank you, everybody. My name is Farad Farad Isaac. Colleagues, yeah, thank you for the various presentations. I had a bit of a chuckle. I think it was at slide 9. Yeah, it was interesting. You know, if you look at slide 9 of the presentation that just came up now, I'm somewhat taken aback, but maybe we'll get a qualified explanation. And as my colleague alluded to regarding the sentences that were outstanding, the fiscal dumping, etc., you point out in slide 9 that you had an advert that went out some 2 weeks ago on the 1st of February 2019. And then, of course, the advert closes tomorrow or Friday, 15th. And then you will appoint Nick by next week Friday. You will hand over the following Friday. And 2 weeks later, the project will be completed. And then the invoices will be paid out 2 weeks thereafter. So, just somewhat with due respect, difficult to digest how you have 1 year, 11 months to take care of this, and then suddenly, miracle befalls us, and in 3-4 weeks' time, you got it all sorted out. So I'm just trying to wrap my mind around that one. There was a question, of course, that came up, and I actually should have started with this, Chairperson. My question is just very simple. Are you satisfied as a department in the Eastern Cape that you honestly, and you honestly have qualified personnel that comply in terms of the Public Finance Management Act to do what they're doing? Because really, this intervention, and unfortunately, if I'm back here next year, I'm confident we're going to talk about this again. And in terms of the right people for the right job, it's something you have to seriously consider and think about. And then the issue of when eventually, national withdrawals. I mean, do you have plans in place in terms of the exit plan? How are you going to run with this thing on your own? Are you satisfied that, you know, you're in a position to put checks and balances into place? You've got measures in place to run this issue when the exit happens or occurs? And then finally, Chairperson, before I give some other colleagues an opportunity, there was an interesting one here in slide 12. You alluded to some 900 children that have benefited from the subsidy out of some 20,400 that was the target. And then suddenly in quarter two, more children benefited in terms of your slides as compared to the total annual target, if you capture what I'm saying correctly. Okay?
Chair, I'll give my other colleagues a chance. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Isaac. Honorable Demande?
Yeah. One or two quick ones, Chair. And again, on record, that the DST National, they provided their presentation in Braille. Chair, just the clarity, I don't know who's going to answer it, but clarity on the revised down figure to 3.3. And I think the National Department said then that they will consider the decision later if they managed, to spend the 3.3, I guess. But Chair, that talks to the question of capacity in terms, and this is what we've been preoccupied with between or amongst all of us involved with this matter, that the capacity has not been there. And that's what, I mean, my colleagues are trying to say, that it hasn't been there, all of a sudden it rocks up. So, you know, what is the, who will be doing what then to revise and consider the decision, because they are promised that, you know, the 12 million that was revised downwards, it's like it's still there. Who's holding it? Is it a commitment that you give them the money? Is it now another condition that is put on this, that you were keeping your money somewhere, and when you come back after the 26th of March, we're going to give back? Is that is that, or what does it mean? Just the clarity there, Chair. Then, Chair, I think in order for us to be kind of, satisfied, we might want to be given one or two examples of, examples that would demonstrate that the aid project, is it minor work, is it what, putting a fence? Could be, that's putting a fence or putting windows or, you know, changing the wooden something to, you know, something proper or something. If they could, you know, just give indications to us, at least to allay what seems to be our fear, Chair, about, you know, this promise of finishing 8 in 2 weeks, so to speak. Thank you, Chair.
And the Honorable Demander, are there further inputs? I don't see a hand. If I may also add one or so questions. The first from my side is with regard to performance information. The presentation as made, at least in terms of expenditure, they do, you know, give some light, they do shed light as to how far the department has gone in terms of making sure that the money they have received is spent. But there's no clear indication as far as performance is concerned. You know, performance in relation to the target as set. I'm not very sure as to whether the HOD can come back and elaborate on whether this expenditure is actually correlating well with the target that they have set for themselves. Number two is with regard to issues emanating from Alfredo, in particular the business forum. There is an indication that the MEC at some point met with the business forum to try and address their issues. But there is no clear indication as to how far exactly have the department gone in addressing some of those issues. I think the indication of some investigation having to be one intro. But one is not getting an assurance that the department is on top of the situation. Have you managed to make sure that there is some understanding? Are you working together with that business forum? Are they assured that their issues have been addressed? And if so, does it mean there are no longer problems? Are they no longer disrupting your problem, your project? And then the National Department of Social Development, as part of supporting the provincial government, indicated, among others, that they had to reduce, I think, the 12 million. The 12 million allocation, I think that's for maintenance, to about 3.3 or so million as part of their support. And I don't understand how can this be a support, because when they were presented as part of supporting, they reduced this amount to 3. I thought the reason why they had to reduce this, for sure, there were some challenges. And my expectation is that you actually come in and explain what support are they giving to the department to ensure that they are able to, among other things, refine their processes as far as SDM is concerned, and other challenges, I think, that they have been able to identify. So the reduction of that can be support. The fact that you have to reduce is an indication that there are challenges. So I want to check, what are you doing to make sure that those challenges that forced you to reduce are actually being addressed? What support are you giving to the provincial department? Thank you.
I think that's it. May we get responses from... Yeah. Thank you. Everything?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I will just address myself to the eight centers that are to be, we are saying they are to be completed by end March. Indeed, some of the work is minor work, like the one that was shown here of a city center in Jokan that only needed a ceiling. So some of the work can be done in a week. Some of the work is done in a month. But we are allaying the fears of the honorable members on the performance by the department. So remember that since the last time we were here, we did indicate that we did not have technical capacity. We were recruiting, but now we have the technical capacity within the department, and so we are able to be sure that the work that is being done is work that is being followed through, and we have somebody who reports to us on a regular basis. In terms of the other qualified personnel, we did indicate to the committee that we have capacity problems. But beyond that, you have people who are supposed to be qualified and people who are supposed to be in charge, who have found the terms that they are not doing their job, and we have applied consequent management in that area. For instance, we have the members here, the old treasury and the national department complained of our FCM challenges. We have since addressed some of the issues. For instance, our CFO precautionary suspension, which shows that we as a department we are not shying away from applying consequences where we think the job is not being well done. I think some of the questions will be answered by the agency.
In responding, honourable members, I think anything touched on the work that could not be done in 9 months and now is going to be done. I think that those are the technical aspects, because most of the work is about the threshold of 180,000. Now those are minor works. However, in terms of projection and estimation, because a request for proposal got a 5 days period, and in terms of adjudication, the process is not elongated as a formal bid. So you have a request for a price quotation committee that sits every day in the department to consider the request. Those are the arrangements that are currently in place, so as to ensure that as soon as the evaluation is finished by the price quotation committee, we can do our work and meet the service providers on site and they do the work. What is additional with the capacity that we are having, we supplement this with the public work. Public works has now given us per district their technical support. So we have built the support with that of public works. So when they go on the field, they are there. With the technical support we also with employed, we even have to hire cars for them, because these were unemployed technical graduates. We have to hire cars for them for next year. We are also allowed to purchase from the grant some 4x4s because of the terrain that they are making. So yes, we'll be with a strict monitoring that is going to be happening and the projections of the timelines that are being made. Honorable members, in terms of the qualified personnel, I think anything talked about. I am happy to say that the technical staff is indeed qualified, starting with the director of technical safety. All the technical staff that were having, that were just recently appointed, they are indeed qualified. Members will recall, I said we have removed the payment function of NPOs from the social workers, because previously the challenges we are having is that we relied on the social workers to do technical assessment. Actually, they were not necessarily doing technical assessment. They looked in terms of the norms and standards, what is not being met to qualify for full registration of an entity. And they gave that report. And that, in terms of the work now, public works relied on that, on the assessment done by social workers, and they built a POQ for the work, and that is the problem. Now we're saying social workers, do your professional work, monitoring the norms and standards, and let the payment function be done by a dedicated directorate for NPO management, the technical people doing the technical work. Now that also ties to delineate roles and responsibilities, and on top we have people that have managed. I can say here, in December, we subjected all SMS members of the department, whether new or old, to a competence assessment as a group. We'll be receiving that by next week as a group to say, what is the capacity deficiency of the department? Do we have the capability? So those are the mechanisms to look at the qualification or the capability of the department. Exit plan, I may say that we continue to have a relationship with National in terms of overseeing us on the work. But on the side, no, we're concerned about the technical assessment. I can say even the province now, I've talked about public works, I've talked even about a provincial treasurer, because even the infrastructure component of the provincial treasurer has assisted. Hence, we now have pre-qualified service providers in place. For next financial year, I indicated for the 5.5 million are going to be given, there are 31 ECDs that are identified. Planning technical assessment will be finished by the end of this month. That means you already have pre-qualified service providers by the district. That's a tick. If you have the technical assessment, you should be able to do your POQ. In the first quarter, you'll be able to start doing the assessment. So we are looking forward to an increase more than the 3 of the 5.5 million we're having. in terms of the performance, Honorable Members, the performance we've shown during the first quarter in terms of the children now that were reached, because of the anomaly that was made, a misallocation from the equitable share, we took 900 children to benefit from the equitable share, from the conditional grant instead of the equitable share. Hence, we have the 900 being shown. But the target was 20,472. Now, in quarter one, in quarter two, you have 20,429 as a heavy being reached. In quarter three, 20,400 now is consistent. Now there are reasons for the 72 in terms of the ECGs now that when we went in terms of inspection, you find that now that registration, especially the EOE certificate, that has not been there. But in terms of the actual reaching out of the government, there is a evidence in that regard. In Asenzo, yes, it was a very difficult situation. We're held into ransom. I have to call police. I was there several times. The last time I have even have to call the provincial commissioner of the province, because it's not us, the head of department for justice, that can attest to that. It's only they do to all government departments. They want to be given work out of hand. They don't want to comply with the supply chain requirements, even the issues of the CIPD. They will tell, no, those are the things of established businesses, they can't comply. And you have to explain. And I said, you can do whatever you want to do, we are going to comply by this, and you have to play by the rules of the game. The issue that we agreed, when they say that they are suspicious of allegations of corruption, favoring certain, they said, bring the allegations in writing. They took time, they did. We took those to provincial treasury to go and evaluate so that we can even, because they were also not trusting us as a department. They said, okay, give us the information. We took all the files. All the files now are in a provincial treasury to do an evaluation. But you can find out now at the back, but we said, we're not going to stop doing the work, we'll advertise. They do. They are applying and we appoint those who are qualified. I think we didn't retract on what was supposed to be done and we stand our ground. And you say we'll workshop you in terms of the ASM framework, what's supposed to be done. And we also ensure that all of you have tax sales compliance and tax certificates, they are registered in the central database. We said we will do that, but what we cannot do is to appoint service providers that are not compliant. In that as well, we also call upon the assets of the municipality, whether they have a stakeholder arrangement with the business forum, so as to deal not only to expect work to be given out of it, what other avenues can they get work from the government as a whole in terms of beneficiation. Yeah, I think I've tried to cover the questions that have been asked.
Thank you very much for those responses. I believe the National Department of Social Development also wants to come in and respond. Over to you.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I'll respond on the issue of reducing the allocation. Honorable members will remember that the reasons why we reduced allocations was the under expenditure from 17-18.
17-18?
Which was 5 million, then we reduced to
3.3 in 2018-19. What happens is that every year we review the grant allocation and even the targets that the province has to reach. So this is the reason why, for Eastern Cape, looking at their performance and the capacity that time, we agreed that 3.3, let them start with 3.3 in 26, let's see how they move. Now in the next financial year, already there's an indication of an improved allocation because of the process that we engage every year to make sure that it's basically the management of the grant, because you can't just allocate and say, yeah, you have 12 million every year, even where there are challenges. So I think it has motivated them to put in place
capacity and also operational challenges and turnaround and systems to be able to show that they are really improving. And remember, we are monitoring together with other 8 provinces. So as we see, we realize they are now at par with other provincial colleagues that are implementing the grant. So I think basically that, and we are confident that we'll continuously support all the other provinces, including the Eastern Cape, to be able to perform. Thank you, Honourable Chair.
They are not yet, although there is capacity now, we still have to monitor.
I think this is going to continue for the next 3 years. So we're not having an exit, although I know that when you have a project, you have an exit strategy when you begin. So as we continue assessing the capacity that has been put in place, we will now begin to see. I think now you will be treated like all other aids, not because
now they are special case.
We are working with them.
Thank you very much. Treasury, you want to nothing? Okay, and by the way, the acting DG of the Department of Social Development is here, Mr. Peter Desipale. Are there follow-up questions from colleagues here?
Chairperson, I'm going to ask a very simple question. Is there anyone amongst you who would like to add to what the latter speaker has said? Latter speaker.
Hello, cheers.
Honorable Shabanguru, for today I am the only chair. Yeah, I think we are done. And I think that's the one we want to appreciate your presence, the presentation, the engagement that has so far, and despite the concerns that we have raised in terms of our presence, maybe there is an indication that progress is being made, there is improvement, and for that we want to thank you and call upon you to please make sure that you do everything within your power to ensure that you don't regress. And for you to make sure that when you regress, it means you have to do continuous monitoring. And when necessary, make sure that you indeed intervene. The issues of supply chain, I think you have intimated on those. It will be very important to make sure that you forever remain on track and make sure that there is a prior planning, prior procurement, so that you don't want to implement today and implement today. Yeah, otherwise you'll end up in the same situation that we've been trying to resolve. Yeah, I think I just wanted to emphasize on those so far. But I think most importantly, once again, thank you very much. Let's make sure that indeed we put our shoulders to the wheel so that we remain forever of service to our people. Anything you want to say, Mr. Mm-hmm.
No,
I
let her say, Chair.
This one is not an
No. Before I
Okay, no, thanks. I respect your proposition, Chair.
Yeah.
I only wanted to say I apologize to society, to the statement that I had to attend. My apologies. But what wonderful news that.
No, out of order. The first order is sustained, Honorable Shalongo.
Honorable members, all I could say is that we appreciate the support from the committee and from both the National Department and National Center, and we again promise that we will keep to our commitment. Thank you.
Once again, thank you, colleagues, and on that note, by the NEC, this part of the meeting is closed. We as members of the committee are remaining to deal with some housekeeping issues. I think you think that's about that to tell you. You are a student. Thank you very much,
I'm going to go to the next one.